As the nation gets out their sparklers and prepares to light the blue touch paper, I bid you Diftor Herr Smoozma. Welcome to the Great Vulcan Salute for day 4 of NAPOD POMO 2020. Hi, my name is Dave, and welcome to day 4 of my NAPOD POMO series for 2020. So, it is the 4th of November, and tomorrow sees the start of national lockdown here in England. And it's also bonfire night, the day when people decide to set fire to things, just because they can, basically. And why not, I say. I have two boxes of fireworks and two packs of sparklers sat right behind me, which I'll be setting off with my family tomorrow evening to celebrate or commemorate, I'm not sure which one it is, the failure of the gunpowder plot of 16, whenever it was. 16, I can't remember now. Let me quickly look that up while I'm while I'm talking to you. The power of Wikipedia. The gunpowder plot was 1605, so quite a long time ago. Probably too long ago for most of us to remember. But yeah, it's a nice time. It's nice to have that opportunity to be able to still do that, even in lockdown. Obviously, the organised fireworks and bonfire nights that would normally occur at this time of year are an absolute no-no, but it's not stopping people from doing fireworks and stuff in their own back gardens. In fact, fireworks have been going off in the local area for at least the last 2 weeks, despite the fact that it was nowhere near time to start. So tomorrow will be an interesting evening, noise-wise. Now, at the time I'm recording this, it is just gone 10 to midnight on Wednesday evening, so I'm going to actually miss the proper day for this to be published, but I'm going to publish it straight away, so it'll only be a few minutes late. But yeah, like I said, it's lockdown starts tomorrow. I spoke more about that on episode two, which was NAPOD POMO day 1 on the 1st of November. Please feel free to go back and visit that one at thelovebug.org/lockdown if you wish. I've been recording a podcast this evening, which is one of the reasons why I'm late doing this recording. One of the podcasts I do is a Star Trek podcast, and the greeting I gave you at the beginning of the show, Diftor Herr Smoozma, is actually Vulcan for live long and prosper. There you go, you learned something today. So I do a podcast with my friend Yannick, who lives in Switzerland, called T.L. Grey Hot. It's a Star Trek fan reviews podcast, and it was originally created in order to review Star Trek Picard, which was, earlier this year, I think it was. Can't remember the exact date. But we knew that it wasn't going to start straight away. When we first started planning this, it was probably around June, July time last year. And the Star Trek Picard series didn't start until, he says, trying to find out quickly if he possibly can. Nepenthe, the Remembrance, that was February. Yeah, February of this year. So we had best part of half a year, 6 months, to wait until Picard started before we did this show. So we thought, well, as I am currently going through Star Trek Enterprise and I'm due to start season 4, we'll start with that. We'll do that as a lead up to it. So we started to review season 4 of Enterprise, which took us up to the week before Star Trek Picard was due to start. So it was incredibly fortuitous that it was going to start at that particular time. So it was all good in that respect. So yeah, we started doing that. We've done season 4 of Enterprise, we've done season 1 of Picard, and we finished season 1 of The Next Generation the week before season 3 of Discovery started. So we're currently going through season 3 of Discovery now. We recorded our review for episode 3 tonight. If you're not following it, then, well, shame on you, to be fair, because it's an awesome, awesome series. Season 3 of Discovery is brilliant. if you started to watch Discovery at season one and turned off in disgust, well, to be fair, you're friends with a lot of people that I know that couldn't get on with season one of Discovery. I would say give it another go, because season two and season three are very difficult from season one. Difficult? Different from season one. They're much, much better. So give it another go and see how you get on. But our review episode will be out the next week or so. I'm still editing the review that we did last week, because it's been a very busy week for me. And Yannick and I take it in turns to do the review and do the edit for the review. And yeah, it was my turn to do the edit last week, so I'm running a little bit behind. Anywho, I'm afraid that's it from me. A bit boring, this episode. I am running short of things to talk about, as you can probably tell. So please do let me know if there's anything you'd like me to cover off, if you'd like me to offer my opinion on in a future episode. You can drop me an email to slurp@thelovebug.org, or you can leave a comment on this episode at thelovebug.org/Vulcan Salute. If you haven't already done so, please do subscribe to The Big Slurp wherever you get your podcasts. And if you find somewhere that The Big Slurp isn't, please let me know. So that's it for now. Thank you very much indeed for listening. You can find all of my previous episodes over at thelovebug.org/slurp. Wherever you are in the world, be safe, live long and prosper, and I'll be back tomorrow. Please join me if you can.